Hardly was waiting. Imagine how heavy that was. And yet, almost before those birds have settled, James and John will come to him with a request. Teacher, when you come into glory, can we sit on your right and your left? It's almost unbelievable. You want to say to him, did you not hear what you just said? But before we're too hard on James and John, we should recognise something of ourselves in present. We often hear Jesus was fall to humility. Our minds are occupied with ourselves. We might not ask for blessings in the kingdom. We do wonder whether we're being appreciated then. We notice when someone else gets thanked, we don't. We like to feel important. We like to notice what we've done. And the truth is, James and John aren't that strange. They're just human. The disciples were expecting Jesus to become the kind of king that the world understood. The king would be his enemies, would sit on the throne and hand out positions of honour to those who were being loyal to him. But Jesus wasn't going to wear golden crowns. He was going to wear a crown of thorns. His kingdom would be built through force, but love, not by defeating people, but by dying for people. His way of being he was not to punish other people, but to take the punishment himself. Instead of making others suffer, he suffered with us and for us. Instead of using strength to dominate flesh, he became weak to ally. Instead of demanding that a sacrifice for him, he sacrificed himself for them. That's the kind of king that Jesus is. Jesus patiently teaches his disciples again. He says, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles, Lord is over them, not so with you. This is in the original Bible version, but today, that's what it said. Jesus says, world, may work like that, my kingdom doesn't. The world says, find a man. Jesus said, pick up the tower. The world said, make sure people know your work. Jesus said, look for someone you can serve. The world says, get ahead. Jesus says, help someone for life. He's turning the whole idea of greatness upside down. We can see that everywhere. And thinking about leaders in the world, we've probably all known the kind of boss who seem to think that leadership means the mighty everyone who's in charge. They expect respect companies because of their power. They make the decisions from behind the desk and rarely ask how anyone feels. But then we've also probably known very little about leaders. The one who knows what says, the one who rolls up their sleeves when they are yet to be. And the one who has to be housed around their limits. The one people would gladly follow because they know that leader will be loyal. And which one the most reflects Jesus? Not the one who demands service, the one who serves. That didn't quite feel like. Most of the loving things that hold a family together are almost invisible. Someone gets up early to make breakfast, someone empties the dishwasher again, and someone visits an elderly relative, or someone officially sits and helps you with your homework. Someone stays up late because another man on the news to the toilet room. Those things make the headlines, but in God's kingdom, those acts matter enormously. Jesus says that greatness isn't measured by rules, it's measured by those expressed in service. And remarkable is that Jesus simply tells us this. He shows it to us. Within a few days of this conversation, he kneels with a towel around his waist, washes his very disciples. Think about it. The Creator, the University, the fishermen and the selectors. And then a few hours later, he allows the soldiers to nail him to a cross. The hands that washed sheets became the hands pierced by nails. Jesus never asks us to go somewhere he hasn't already gone himself. He's always given from the front. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many. Notice that word even. If anyone ever deserved to be served, it's Jesus. Anyone had rightly demanded honour, obedience, and worship. It was him. He chose a path of service. The king serves, how can his followers refuse? So, what does that look like for us this week? Perhaps it's choosing to keep an unnoticed job instead of waiting for somebody else to do it. Perhaps it's listening patiently to someone with low people and other things you'd rather be doing. perhaps it's forgiving someone who doesn't deserve it. Perhaps it's serving in church without worrying about anyone you're just thinking. Perhaps it's asking each morning, Lord, who can I serve today? Because that's the real question Jesus lives with us. Not how successful are you, or how are you, how much have you achieved, but simply, how have you loved, who have you served? The wonderful thing is that in God's kingdom, none of those acts of service are wasted. The world may overlook them, other people may never have noticed them, without having bothered them not. And every act of human service points towards people, and points people towards the work we take. Not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as answer to him. They may be people who do not simply admire that example, but who follow it, because in this upside down kingdom of Jesus, the way up is down, the way to greatness is service, and the way to life is found following the serving king. We talk of each other. And so, in a few minutes, speaking with Dr. Ramses about how Jesus came to serve on earth and how we could serve ourselves. And what you're doing now is you're going to hand out, it's going to be ready for Christmas, you're going to hand out some Christmas paper crowns, which is right, that's something. How we can you serve or we can serve. Then we're going to use those in our prayers at the end.
It's like God was dying.
Yes, no, let's come.
Too big a hat.
Let's have a look now. Put the crowning glory on here. There we go. There we go. Well, it won't be long after Christmas.
No.
Well, videos went okay there, didn't they? Videos went okay, yeah.
Satellite one, the volume is well up and down because of how they were recording it.
Exactly. You can't, it's out of our control here, isn't it? Yeah.
sometimes we have to think about how Jesus served us, or how long we served. And maybe some people don't have a chance to write things from the ground. There are no small, I apologise, but if you haven't asked me to put the sound on your head, and just take a few seconds in prayer. I'm praying specifically about how the ways in him will serve. Maybe in this church, maybe it's in your work, maybe it's in your local community. Mm-hmm. Take a crown, hold up your hand, and think about the times that you've been right to be the other one in your life. Jesus, so often I want to be in my own mind. I want to go my own way and have other people serve. But I want to thank you, King of my life. Yeah. Now, tear your crown. So it's just one more. Jesus, for you are the side now by the tree. Help me be inspired by your example of serving others and laying down your life for others. Help me to make you mature by my presence. We will now be doing one of the songs.